S.A. McCarthy, The Washington Stand. While Pride Month is busy promoting homosexuality and gender confusion, a coalition of Christian men is proclaiming a doctrine of biblical masculinity. On Monday, the Men's Chastity and Marriage Ministry Promise Keepers led a number of other Christian organizations and individuals in issuing a proclamation on godly masculinity, which seeks to establish where leaders and pastors nationwide fall in their position on masculinity, femininity, gender roles, and most specifically, godly masculinity and the role of men in our culture. The proclamation clarifies God's design for masculinity, what masculinity is and is not, and what men are called to do. Speaking to Family Research Council President Tony Perkins on Monday night's Washington Watch, former Major League Baseball player turned entrepreneur David Benham, who, along with his brother Jason, was one of the co-authors of the proclamation, explained that Satan does not want men to be godly men, biblical men, to embrace masculinity as God designed it. The reason why masculinity is controversial in 2024 is because the world system has set itself against the very design and the image of God for manhood, he explained. And so what the world system has done is it elevates perversion and greed and promiscuity and dominance and chauvinism. And then it flips it around and calls its own invention toxic. Benham further clarified, when the church forsakes its conscience and we don't train up men to be biblical men, to lay their lives down, and then men turn around and use the same power and strength God has given us to stand against injustice, men are using it now to perpetrate evil, to be greedy, to be chauvinist, to dominate, and to do all kinds of evil around this world. And so in the absence of good men, evil men have risen. And that's where we find this issue with toxic masculinity and all these things that we desperately need to set straight with good male leadership. The proclamation on godly masculinity explains that maleness, masculinity, and femaleness, femininity, are essential to building God's world according to His purposes. The combination of masculinity as expressed by men and femininity as expressed by women reflect the image of the Creator and thus are wholly perfect. Due to sin, a man departs from the godly masculinity in which he was created, and that can lead to a multitude of destructive outcomes such as exploitation of others, the pursuit of feminine traits, passivity in the face of injustice and/or oppression of those who are weaker. But since Christ is God become man, He is the best embodiment of both humanity and masculinity. By believing in Jesus as God who died and came back to life, and repenting of sin, a person is restored in their relationship to God. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Thanks to the redemption purchased by Christ's blood, the statement explains, men can fulfill their masculine purpose, as perfectly demonstrated in the man, Jesus Christ. The redemption and restoration offered in Christ afford men the opportunity for sanctification, which is deepened as they deny their sinful desires, pray, study Scripture, and actively look to serve others. They begin to live in the identity their Creator intended. Their desires align with God's will, causing the peace, joy, unity, and power that Jesus promised to become reality. Benham explained that it is necessary to define the terms of godly masculinity, saying, "We have to define what a true biblical man is. What is manhood? What is masculinity?" The proclamation he co-authored explains that masculinity is the eternal foundational value present in men who live out the identity, order, and purpose that gives meaning to their lives as God intended. It necessitates practicing servant leadership, exercising authority in the home and submitting to the authority of God, and living a life of self-discipline. Godly men are called, the statement reads, to be peacemakers, to act with courage, to promote justice, to display controlled strength, to practice interdependence, and to exercise biblical conviction. Being a peacemaker requires healthy, humble, and gracious confrontation, the proclamation explains. A man is not called to be a peacekeeper, simply trying to keep the peace at all costs. Sometimes, being a peacemaker requires personal risk, confronting the wicked for the sake of the innocent. As David pointed out, in today's culture, leadership is often associated with dominance. It's your way or the highway. That's not the type of leadership we're looking at. The type of leadership that we define in Scripture is the leadership of Jesus Christ, the servant leader who sacrificed himself for us, who laid his life down. And that's truly the essence of biblical masculinity, he emphasized, is that a man is tasked, number one, to provide and to protect, to lay his life down, to be the first line of defense. Thank God for all those moms who are out there doing wonderful things, especially in the absence of good men. But men are tasked with that responsibility. And so now, during Pride Month, especially, now is a time to clearly define what a man is. As the Declaration explains, all people experience fear, but courage is standing boldly for truth anyway. Because of the unique call to men to defend and protect, masculinity requires an extra measure of courage. It must come from the core of a man's character. It continues, as the leader in the war against Satan, man has a unique role in confronting injustice, the primary indicator of God's enemy's presence and effect. To do this, men must learn to control their strength, using it to protect the innocent, defend the oppressed, and stand for justice. Interdependence, the proclamation clarifies, is a sort of teamwork among men. Because of their call to lead, each man must understand his strengths and limitations, recognizing his need to work in relationships and teamwork with others. The document continues, wisdom understands the call to work with others as a team to rescue as many people as possible from sin and bring them to the gift of forgiveness in Christ. Finally, the proclamation states, biblical conviction is a belief that is not negotiable. A man of God refuses to relent on his biblical convictions, no matter what it costs him. Echoing St. Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verses 8-10, the document concludes, a man of God considers money, fame, security, and admiration worthless compared to the immeasurable value of standing for truth, no matter the cost. Men can visit whatmakesaman.org to sign the proclamation and demonstrate your commitment to godly masculinity. Source: The Washington Stand.